Look, if you're thinking about starting a cash practice, or you just started one and you're making less than $5,000 a month, you need to take a serious look at the Gym PT Blueprint. I put this course together for you. The PT is trying to do his own thing, that doesn't want to have to work for somebody else seeing 30 people a day and hating their job. And I did this so that you can skip all that time and wasted energy and money that it takes to learn things the hard way and follow a proven system that has helped over 100 cash practice owners start, run, and grow successful practices in the last 9 months alone. Guys, this is something that can significantly help your business. It's just up to you to decide if you're willing to invest in yourself. Head over to drdannymatei.com, go to the products, and check out the Gym PT Blueprint right there. So here's the question. How do physical therapists like us, who don't want to see 30 patients a day, who don't want to work home health, and have real student loans, create a career and life for ourselves that we've always dreamed about? This is the question, and this podcast is the answer. My name is Danny Matei, and welcome to the PT Entrepreneur Podcast. Hey, what's going on, guys and girls? Doc Danny here with the PT Entrepreneur Podcast. And man, it's hard to say entrepreneur. Has anyone else noticed that? I say it all the time now because of this podcast, and that is a difficult freaking word to pronounce and spell. So next time hindsight is 2020, I'll name it something else. But welcome to the podcast. It is Thursday, and on Thursdays, I get a chance to get into a little bit kind of shorter topic. Sometimes they go a little longer than I think, but typically shorter than our Tuesday podcast. So if this is your first time listening, thanks for listening. I hope that you like the podcast. But Tuesdays usually are a little bit longer, topic-based, or interview somebody. Thursdays are a little shorter. So this is a question that I actually got from the Facebook group. So if you haven't checked it out yet, head to PT Entrepreneurs in Facebook, and you can actually join this group that we have, and you can start interacting with other people that listen to the podcast, which is pretty cool. And there's a question that I noticed in the group, and I thought was a good one, and it was from Eric Kim, and he says, Hey guys, if you had $200 in marketing budget per month, where would you invest your money to draw in more patients? I'm debating between Google AdWords, Yelp, or a website platform to improve my presence online, or is it a better option to invest my money? So it's a good question. You are, and let me say this. First of all, you are investing your money when you put it into marketing in an effective way. Marketing should not be an expense. Marketing should be an investment. So if you're getting a return on your money, then it's a good thing, right? Versus, let's say you have, I don't know, a sublease that's $200 at a space that you're seeing people in. Now that is an expense, right? Like you're not necessarily going to recoup anything from that. You just have to have it because you have to see people somewhere. So marketing is definitely is an asset. $200 starting out is a pretty decent amount of money to work with. So he asked, should he put it in AdWords, which is basically paying for traffic on Google, or for you to be ranked. Like if you see any ads above where your search is, that's basically AdWords, where people are preferentially placing their link there based on certain topics and where people are in different demographics or regions. Yelp, you can actually have ads put on Yelp as well, where like specials or discounts, or just to be put in front of places, people in places where your practice is. And then the website platform, I'm assuming he's probably talking about some sort of like SEO optimized website, which is search engine optimization. It's basically how Google ranks you in different searches and where they rank you in different words and different locations. So all good places, right? All good places. In fact, somebody actually brought up, how's your website converting? Because sometimes, which I think is a great point, you don't want to spend a bunch of money on ad spend to get people to go to your website if you have a really junky website that's converting like crap, right? So that's actually something that is a really valid point. Now, I'm going to kind of skew away from all of this, and I'm going to tell you that I don't necessarily think any of those places are the best place for you to put your money. I think the best place for you to use that money would be to get out and meet as many people as you could, connect with as many positive business influencers as you can in your area, buy them lunch, coffee, try to bring value to them somehow, whether it's offering to see them for free for a visit or two or whatever, offering to teach a class for them or do one of their classes or teach a workshop, any number of different things, write a blog for them, do a video for them. And I would take those $200 and I would put it towards all those things, lunch, dinner, meeting up with people, coffee, you know, things where you can, you know, just do little things to actually help build a relationship with somebody else. Because this is a mistake I see a lot with practice owners that we consult with, is that they think that just because everybody has a phone and Facebook ads are, you know, a big deal or Google AdWords are great, that all they need to do is try to get slick at the digital marketing stuff and that their local business will thrive. Well, I got news for you. You own a local business, right? Not a digital business. So you also have to do local marketing. That means you have to go and talk to people. It means you have to sit down with them and you have to build a relationship. And for, you know, those folks just sitting in their office clicking away at freaking Facebook demographics and trying to dial everything in exactly, there's nothing you can do that's more effective than face-to-face interactions with humans that can change your business. I mean, let that soak in for a second. If you are not meeting with people in your community, in some respect, and it could be just catching back up with somebody you already know and seeing how they're doing. It doesn't have to be a pitch for your business. It's getting to know people, because people like to do business with people that they know, trust, and like. So the more you can be that, the more likely it is that people are going to send business your way. And if you can do well with that, and then get the digital marketing side of things down, now you have two different sort of prongs to what you're doing in marketing that are sending people the same exact way. So if some word of mouth drops off that month, that digital side can keep you stable. Let's say the digital side isn't working so well that month, then the word of mouth can keep you stable. Very unlikely that both of them are going to drop off, you know, to zero in 1 month. So the local marketing side of things is super impressive, especially if this is a new practice. You have more time than you have money. You're just waiting and working towards getting more volume in, but you're not so busy that you have a hard time, you know, not having a full schedule to where you can't go grab lunch with somebody or go drop in to do a class at a gym and connect with the trainer for that class. Like, you have way more time than you have patience at this point. So you being able to take that and use it towards getting around and meeting these different people in your community, I think is the best way for you to spend that money for probably the first, you know, 6 months at least that you're in practice. And, you know, this is one of those reasons why I tell people this all the time, but there's a serious advantage to opening a practice in an area where you're from or where you have a lot of connections. You know, especially if you're from there and you've got like generations of whoever, whatever your last name is in that town, if it's a good demographic, and you have a lot of support from friends, family, and people that want to see you be successful, man, it's much easier because they already sort of have this inherent credibility and developed relationship. Those of you that are in places where you're not, you know, from originally, you're going to have a hard time with it. It happened to me here in Atlanta. So it's really hard for me to develop relationships with people that didn't know me, right? And for me to prove that what we were doing is valuable versus, you know, hey, you went to middle school with this guy that owns a gym. Yeah, all right, dude, hey, I play basketball with you, man. Your dad was our coach. Like, I'll send you everybody I got. Because that's, how are you going to break that? Like, how are you going to trump that relationship? Good freaking luck, right? So, you know, if you're in an area like that, you know, maybe you don't have to do as much of the local marketing. Maybe for you, it's more of the online stuff. But if you're not from that area and you're having to try to develop these local relationships, you got to do it. You can't shy away from it. It's probably one of the number one things that we end up coaching people up on in the business coaching program that we have, and in our mastermind as well. And it's this idea of just like people don't like to get rejected and turned down, and it can be kind of scary to go and, you know, you're putting yourself out there with your business, and somebody may say like, I'm not interested in this at all, you know, and you just got to take it. Not much you can do about that. So, you know, from a local marketing standpoint, you got to get out, you got to meet people. If you got $200 to spend it on taking people out and dropping in at gyms and getting a workout in and meeting the trainers. Hey, real quick before we go, I just want to say thank you so much for listening to this podcast. I'm overwhelmed with how many positive reviews we've had on iTunes so far, and we have over 100 reviews currently, and just in the last 9 months of starting this practice. The other area I'm really proud of is our PT Entrepreneurs Facebook group. If you want to get involved in the conversation and not just listen to me talk to you and our guests about what's working in our businesses currently, head over to Facebook and join the PT Entrepreneurs Facebook group. It's really simple. We'd love to have you in the community, and there's so much you can learn from everybody that's in there. I can't wait to see you there. Thanks so much for listening.